This is Bouncing Around on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Great to have your company. Plenty of time for your calls, so keep calling through 92211882. We've had a lot of fun with our callers this afternoon, or the SMS at 19999677. Tony McManus in with Saturday Night After 6 o'clock. The Wildcats were victorious today, 76-68 against the Sydney Kings. Bryce Cotton top scored for the Wildcats with 18 points, and he joins us here on the program. Bryce, thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So that rigorous three-game road trip has finally come to an end, and you can come back home.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long road trip. I think this is the longest one we had, but we wanted to make sure we pulled it out right, and I'm just glad we finished it off with a win.
It's like pulling teeth out today. We knew that you'd probably get there, but it took a bit of hard work to actually get to the victory in the end, because there was a couple of times when Sydney actually got in front.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Sydney, obviously, they have a lot of talent on that team, so no matter what the score is, we kind of had the feeling that they would always find a way to get back into the game. And we wanted to make sure we weathered the storm when they made their runs, because they made some pretty big plays coming down the stretch of the fourth quarter. But I think we did a good job of staying poised this time.
Was it always a danger game, knowing it was the coming to the end of this three-game road trip? And to be fair, mentally and physically, that some of the boys may have been a bit tired?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, that's what basketball is about. And that's where you have to be mentally tough, especially as now we're reaching towards the latter part of the season. You're going to have to stay strong. There's going to be injuries. You're going to be a little tired. And you just got to be able to play through it, because I'm pretty sure Sydney was tired as well. But, you know, it was a must win for sure. But
yeah, no, it was a good win. Jean-Pierre Takoto, I believe, played a pretty good match today.
Oh, absolutely. He played big time for us. And he just does so much on the offensive end and on the defensive end. And, you know, he's just had such a tremendous impact for us throughout this whole year.
Of course, you now return home. You're at the Perth Arena on Friday, because the Hotman Cup has held pride of place for the last week, hence why the Wildcats have been on the road. You face Melbourne United, and that'll be a huge match.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, you know, considering I think between us, New Zealand, and Melbourne, all of our records are pretty much neck and neck. So with this being the latter part of the season, every game is going to be big. And with us playing against them, we need to get a win streak going now and hopefully pick up where we left off after this game.
How do you think the side is traveling, Bryce? This is, of course, your second season with the Perth Wildcats. As you mentioned, yourself, the Breakers, you know, Melbourne United, you're all in the washing machine, if you can term it that way. So it's a competitive contest at the top. Are you traveling at your optimum?
I'm sorry, am I traveling at what?
Are you traveling at the best at the moment, or is there still room for improvement and going into a now very important part of the season?
There's always room for improvement, and, you know, teams gel at different parts of the year, but especially towards, with this month coming up, with it being neck and neck and us having a lot of away games, we knew for sure we were going to have to dig down deep and make sure this is the time where we start to gel. And, you know, fortunately, we got this win with Sydney, but we're definitely going to have to continue to keep this up so we can fare well towards the end of this season.
Yeah. And defensively, it stacked up today. I know that you put on a defensive masterclass at times during the course of the season. Even, you know, recently against Adelaide, it was a pretty good defensive performance. How did it go today?
I think we did pretty good overall. We had a couple mental lapses throughout the game. But overall, we stuck to the game plan, played hard, and like I said, they have great talent on the team, so they're going to make shots sometimes even when you play great defense, and that's something you want to live with. You just want to make sure you don't give talented players open shots.
Yeah, good stuff. So what's the plan now, Bryce? When do you head back?
We head back tomorrow, so definitely looking forward to that and rest our body up so we can get ready for Melbourne on Friday.
So what do the players do tonight? Like in Sydney, what will you do tonight? You'll have dinner and probably hit the sack fairly early, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. Get some food in me and just relax. And I try to stay off the seat. It's been a very, very long road trip.
Good on you, Bryce. Thanks for joining us. We'll let you relax now and put the feet up. Well done again. What was it, 26 points against the Adelaide 36ers, another 18 today in the win against the Sydney Kings. You're travelling beautifully, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday night at the Perth Arena.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Bryce Cotton joining us here on 882 6PR. He's a star player for the Wildcats. Don't worry about that. And it's good to see him back on the winners list for the Wildcats. 18 to Bryce Cotton. Cook Jr., 10 points. Takoto, as I mentioned, 14. Martin, 7. Walker, 9. With the others, Wagstaff, 9 as well. And Brand, of course, Angus Brand, who reached his 100th NBL game today, also with 9 points.